We ended off last time discussing what we'll call Machlokas, the Chazon Ish, and let's say the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Chazon Ish, the piece in which he discusses it, is a series of Asagas on Pesach with the Chazon Sofer, so it's really the Chazon Ish of the Chazon Sofer. Shulchan Aruch that I recorded last week, Shulchan Aruch Harav that we recorded last time, is a little more expansive in his analysis. Be that as it may, we discuss a Machlokas HaPoskim as to the nature of Melchisa Tluya. When the Gemara expresses a concern that Melchisa Tluya is problematic because of Gidi and Bokinba, is Gideon Bokimba the actual reason for the problem of Mechitza Tluya, such that if you avoid the problem of Gideon, you prevent Gideon from being Bokeya, then Mechitza Tluya would work even the Yavasha? Or is it simply a Melitza, an expression, that fundamentally Mechitza Tluya is problematic even without the Kiyas Gideon? So the classic Napkamina would be this seer that's still on the board from last time, where I have a Mechitza Tluya, and then I have more than 10 tefachim from, more than 3 tefachim from the bottom of the mechitza to the ground, and then I plug up the bottom 3 tefachim. So I've avoided the foil problem of the gidi and bokin because they can't walk there, but at the same time, I still have the mechitza tefuyas. According to the Chazon Ish, that mechitza would still be invalid. According to Shulchan Aruch, let's say, and others, the mechitza would work once I have avoided the potential of the Kiyas Gedeim. And this is an afkamina as well for the understanding in the Sugya, the Chazon Ish starting point, the understanding in the Sugya Shabbos Kefalot, Erevin Yabez, about Mechitza Tluya being Matir Bayam, because the Kiyas Dagim is not a problem. So is the Kiyas Dagim the reason? Or, as is simply read in the Gemara, the Chazon Ish points out, the Kiyas Dagim is a secondary consideration, but there's a fundamental reason that we're Megel the Yam, and because Adagim doesn't concern us as a side point. Rav Schechter points out the following additional nafkamina between the Chazon Ish and others, and that is whether a mechitza tluya, which is bordering the yam, can also function to be matur simultaneously the yavasha. Apparently, one of the contentions that emerged in the Manhattan Arab discussion, and this is Rav Schechter's context, it's the first paragraph in his essay on the Manhattan Arab, republished in Kol Tzvi, Volume Zion. So one of the contentions that Rav Schechter quotes here from Rabbi Moskowitz, whose kutris, Tika Arab in Manhattan, we've quoted in the past, I couldn't find this nakuda there. It could be it's there and I didn't find it. It could be that Rabbi Moskowitz wrote this in a different essay. But he quotes Rabbi Moskowitz as saying that if Manhattan is surrounded by seawalls, even if those walls, let's say you have some man-made walls in certain areas, even if those walls don't go all the way down to the bottom of the river, but because Mechitza Tluya is Matir Beyam, so then you have a valid functioning Mechitza, and that Mechitza could function as a Mechitza for the Yavasha as well. So you have a seawall abetting the river, and that mechitza, even though it's a mechitza tuliyah, because it is potentially matir v'yam, could simultaneously function to be makif Manhattan. So Rav Schechter says, according to the Chazon Ish, that's not true, because since fundamentally mechitza tuliyah is a substandard mechitza, it's not a valid mechitza in general, ella kalhu shekilu b'mayim, there's a special kula that under certain circumstances you can rely on a subpar mechitza b'yam, be it the way the Rambam explains that since the isra of tiltil b'yam is only an isra d'rabbanan anyway, so we relax the standards of what mechitza is necessary under certain circumstances, but whatever the reason is, fundamentally the mechitza tuliya is a substandard mechitza. So if it is a substandard mechitza, even if it could be matir b'yam, it's still not a good mechitza to be matir b'yabasha. So that very same mechitza, even if it could help for the yam, cannot at the same time help for the yabasha. So that's Rav Schechter's ha'ara based on the Chazon Ish. And for that reason, a seawall, if it doesn't go all the way down to the ground, or within 3 tefachim of the ground, couldn't be matir l'yabasha.
Is there any indication that the Shulchan Aruch
Rav
would disagree with that?
The indication is in the Lamdus, meaning if the Lamdus or the understanding is that a Mechitza Tluya B'yam is fundamentally a good Mechitza,
So then, once it's a good mechitza, it's a good mechitza. If I have a mechitza, it's a good mechitza.
I'm just asking, do we see the Shulchan
actually? He doesn't address that case specifically. I couldn't find anyone that addresses that case specifically in either direction. Rabbi Kurzer pointed out there's a mashmos. You know, last time we were told this on Rishonim, we noted that there were conflicting lashonos in the Meiri. We noted a lashon Harambam that seems like the Kavanish, a lashon Ritva that seems against the Kavanish. So there are already indications in Rishonim about this. Rabbi Kurzer just pointed out that if you look at Rashi and Daf Yudeis here in Ar Masechta, you'd base him at all if there's a mashmos to the Kavanish approach. Rashi writes about Kalu Shekila Chacham Bimayim Lemalos Mehen Ayidei Tikun Kolshu, that the Kula is that you can use a Mechitza Samayim to lay to draw water with a Tikun Kolshu. So that Lashon of Tikun Kolshu sounds like fundamentally it's not a good Mechitza, it's not a Mechitza Gemura, but for some other reason we're Matir Tiltol Bimayim on that basis. In the English Sefer, the Hilchas Eruvin Sefer, he points out that the Gon sounds like the Shulchan Aruch Harav approach, that if you avoid the problem of the Kiyas Kidiyim, then a Mechitza Tulya could work even by Yabasha. The Gon is the very first B'Yargon Hilchas Eruvin, the beginning of Simen Shin Mem Hei. In a brief comment, the Gaon amends a line in the Magen Avraham. And writes the following, Ba'amud af tachta v'rishus ha-yachid, hilaka d'kiyas gedim. V'haynu she'ikara rachav gimel. So the case that the Gaon is talking about, the Magen Avraham is talking about, is the case that Tosus discusses on Daf Kuf Aleph, where you have, this is like the transport case, we have a basket on the top of an amud, and the basket is dollar by dollar, but the area underneath is less. Or in amud case, let's say I have a amud which on the top is going to be 4 tefillin by 4 tefillin, but the wall curves, the wall of the platform curves, such that at the bottom it's only 3 tefillin wide. Okay, so on the top, the amud is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. On the bottom, the amud is only 3 tefachim wide. So the question is, can I view the edge of the amud is going down to form a mechitza, such that this area, this open space that's under the amud, would be considered a rishus hayachid? So that may be 2 days in Tosfos Aron Kafal of Dibur Maskil Zarak. But what the Gaon is quoting over here is that, in fact, if there's no possibility of Bekiyas Gidiyim, it's over here, you only have a 1 tefach wide area, so Gidiyim can't get into a 1 tefach wide area. So in that case, you would say, good Achis Mechitza, and even though it should have been a mechitza tluya, this is going to work. So that sounds like where Bekiyas Gidiyim is prevented, then we're not bothered by a mechitza tluya. Yeah.
In this situation, would it be garaches or a pitikra?
You don't have a pitikra here. You don't have a tikra, you just have
the top of the last top of that pillar.
Right.
And I don't know where I got this from, but yeah. I just assumed that garaches, you need to have a mechitza.
You do, yeah. So you have the shear. No, so you have the shear. You do have a shear b'chitz on top. That
we have a flat surface. You're saying then that flat 4x4 area continues higher.
Right. There's enough of there's enough material there to have a b'chitz.
In theory, could you set b'chitz as well?
So if you have an amud goes down like that, again, subject to all the qualifications of the Tikra, it would have to be four tefachim wide, half a thick, let's say only back up one side, so whatever, you have to figure out all the details would be in place. In that same English sefer, he quotes B'Shem Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe, again, the Mipi HaShmua, so he doesn't say who we heard it from, that Rav Moshe fundamentally believed that a Mechitza Tluya could function even B'Yabasha, where there's no B'Kiyas Kediyam, but Lamaisa wasn't willing to pass in that way. And the English Eruvin sefer B'Shem Rav Moshe. Mechitza Tluya is potentially relevant in the following situation. This relates to Judah's not here, but what Judah discussed at the Sukkot time about his porch. It was more of a bungalow or camp scenario where, let's say, you have a house that is, or a porch that is suspended off the ground on stilts of some sort. And the issue is whether you could use that to serve as a mechitza, either for the area outside or if it's around the porch, for the area of the porch. If that is essentially a mechitza tluya, right? So you have, this is more than three tefachim off the ground. So this is your empty space, and this is your structure. So that should pose a problem of mechitza tluya. If you assume, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that it would be sufficient to just close off the bottom three tefachim. If you assume, like the Chazanish, then you'd have to create at least a lovelot situation. So you have a halachic mechitza that plugs up the area of the open space over there. I recall Rav Schechter showing me something like this in his home in Tannersville. I was looking on Google Maps to see if I could get a picture of his porch, but I couldn't get it. So
that would be on one side.
With you. I'm
sorry. So wouldn't that only be on one side of the porch, on one side of the?
So for the porch, where the issue would be if the mechitza is not itself 10 tefachim tall, or well, no.
It's affecting the porch, not the.
It could, depending on the structure, it could be relevant either way. Yeah.
This is a problem even if, like, from the ground level of the porch itself, there's a mechitza around it that's 10 tefachim high.
So if you need to be matzur tiltel on the porch.
On the porch, yeah.
So if on the porch itself, if you have a mechitza 10 tefachim tall on the porch itself. I was actually thinking about that earlier today, and I thought I remembered Rav Schechter being mapping that also, but I couldn't remember why, and he's not around today to ask him. So we'll try to clarify that for next time. Okay. So what I want to move on to discuss now, and I haven't yet sent you Marmar Kamos on this, so you'll bear with me, kind of a Skirat Klalit, if you will, as an introduction. The next and last major area of focus in this limud is going to be Klali Tzuras HaPesach. But before we discuss Tzuras HaPesach, we just need a little bit of an introduction as to the general tikkunim that we have for a chatzer and for a mavoi. We'll see, we're not going to, even though this is the bulk of
the focus of the first paragraph of the Sefer Erevin, we'll see, Lemaisa, Tikkunei Chatzer and Tikkunei Mavoi are of limited, if any, relevance, this man has said. We'll have to explain why. In almost every situation we'll see, if we're matir in open area, it's going to be Ayidei Tzuris HaPesach or Ayidei Mechitzas Omer Ruba or Real Mechitza. Why that's the case, we're going to have to just understand a little bit before you can go on. And to understand that, we'll focus a bit on general klalim of Tikkun Mavoi and Chatzer, which is Simin Shin Samach Gimel, and then move on from there. So there are differences lahalacha bein lekula bein lechumra between the type of tikkun which is necessary for a mavui that is nifratz or a chatzer that is nifratz. For our purposes, for the moment, we're talking about a chatzer or a mavui that is nifratz b'milua, meaning you have a mavui that is enclosed on three sides and on the fourth side it is totally open, or you have a chatzer which is enclosed on three sides and on the fourth side it is totally open. So take a look at your Mishnah Berurah, just for convenience sake. Simen Shin Samach Gimel at the beginning. So the Mechaber begins Sif Aleph, this we saw before. Malkam Shiyesh Lo Gimel Mechitzos Asur Chachamim L'Taltabo Achi Aseh Shem Tikkun Berviyah. So Min HaTorah, if I have an area that's Mukav Gimel Mechitzos, that's the Rishis HaYachid Min HaTorah, and there's a hetu tilto. Midrabanan, we ask for carrying in that area unless you make some kind of a tikkun on the fourth side. Sif beis. Chatzer shenifrath demiluo. So let's say you have a chatzer. Chatzer means a courtyard. It means that there are houses open into this common chatzer. So a chatzer shenifrath demiluo. So you have a chatzer which is open on the fourth side. Ad eser amos nitar bepas rachav dalit tvachim. So if that pirza, if that opening in the chatzer is less than 10 amos wide, then as the Gemara tells us on Daf Yud Aleph, you can be matir tiltal in the chatzer by constructing a pass, a board, that is 4 tvachim wide on one side of the opening. In Yirza Letakno, the Shnei Tzidei HaPirza, Dai Bishnei Pasin, Shel Shnei Mashahuyin. So you have a choice. You can either be matir the chatzer by putting up a path, putting up a board on one side of the chatzer, or you can be matir the chatzer by putting up on either side. But if you go with the two paths on either side, they don't have to be 4 tvachim wide. It's sufficient for them to have a width of a mashahu. Now just look at the Be'er Halacha here, Dibur Maskil B'Shnei. Be'er Halacha points out that a pass mashu is basically a lachi. So why do you call it a pass? We call it a pass because of the pass dalet. But pass in this sense is a little bit lav dafka. So if I have a chatzer that is nifrat b'miluo, I have, as long as the pirza is less than 10 amos, I have two options. I can either create a, or erect a pass, a board that's dalet tzvachim wide on one side of the opening, or I can have two passim or two lechis, of a minimal width on both sides. Okay, so that is the tikkun that we have for a chatzer. However, the end of the sif, im yesh pirza yoser mi eser amos afilu eina b'milua tzarech v'takna b'tziris ha-pesach. However, if the pirza if the pierce is more than 10 amos wide, then the pass option doesn't work, and then I need to be matir with a tzuris ha-pesach, or to create a real mechitza, that's omin ruba. Okay. That is the answer of, that is the tikkun for a chatzer. Now take a look at the Mishnah Yud Aleph of the days. Hechsher mavoi, so how am I machsher a mavoi that's nifrat v'ruach revias? Beishami omrim lachi zikara, Beishami says you need both a lachi and a kara. Beishol omrim o lachi o kara. No lazer omrim l'chayayin. Mi Shimon Bishmael Omer, Talmud Echad, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, Menachlik Bisham Yisrael, Amabi Shupapa Fidalad Amos, Shenida Arbalafi Abakarav, Amanachlik Oracha Mi Arba Amos, Ad Esther, Shemeshami Abalafi Bekar, Yisrael Omer, Abalafi Okar. Kiva says, Machlok is about both. Okay, we pass my Bisholal. So in Sif Gimel here, Sim and Shin Samach Gimel, Mavui Shieshlo Gimel Milchitos, so you have Shin Samach Gimel Gimel. Mavi sheyesh lo gimel mechitzos. So you have a mavi that is enclosed on three sides, a mavi sasum. Uparit mitzad rivi, and it's open on the fourth side. Hitiru belechi. So it's sufficient to have a lechi. Sheov yavarafa kol shehu. Sheyamiden v'pesach hamavi. Yagovo yutzakim. Fine. So a mavi shenifrat b'miluo, a mavi sasum is nitar b'lechi. Then look in Sif Yadalid. So from Sif Gimel to Sif Yagimel is Hilchos Lachi. Then the Mechaber writes in Sif Yadalid, Od Yesh Hachshir Acher L'Mavu Yaparit V'Ruach Revias V'Kara. So instead of a Mavu, you have another, sorry, instead of a Lachi, you have option B, which is to use a Kara, a beam. She'anichena Al Rosh HaMavu. Fine. And then we have the details of Hilchos Korah. And then look in Se'if Kav Vav. Hadamavi Nita Relachio Korah, Dafka Kisheno Namach Pachas Biyatachim, Meruvachim, Velo Yehei Rachba Yoser Me Eser Amos, Nitzim Samos. Here also, the heter, the tikkun of Lachi Bekara only works if the pirza is less than 10 amos. Okay? So again, both by a chaser and by a mavoi, if there is a pesach, a pirza, yoser me eser amos at the opening, so then it has to be nitar ayidei, a real mechitza or a suasa pesach. If it's less than 10 amos, so by a chaser, you have the option of even either a pas dalid on one side, or two pasim on either side, and by a mavo you have an option of a lechi or a kora. Okay. Now why is there a difference in din between the tikkun necessary for a chaser and the tikkun necessary for a mavo? Yeah?
The first thing is that
I mean, the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. I mean, at the ground level, the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. So if the ground level is higher, such that you don't have mechitzas 10 tefachim on the sides that are mukaf, so then this tikkun doesn't help you. So why is there a difference in din between the tikkun necessary for a mavi and the tikkun necessary for a chaser? As we'll see, in general, there are halachas in which a mavi is more chamer than a chaser. But here, the mavi seems to be more kal. The mavi is nitzar ayidei lechi v'kora, whereas a chaser requires a pasdali, which is a more rigorous type of a tikkun. Why is that? So take a look at the Mishnah Berura Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Mishnah Berurah tells you something here that the Beis Yosef quotes in Sif Kavav from the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh. The Mishnah Berurah writes here Sif Katan Yud Gimel Hitir Belechi V'afta B'chatzer V'inan Davka Pas Rachav Dalet Tfachim. Even though when it comes to a chatzer you need a pas Dalet, when it comes to mav, you're more mekel. Why? Tatam shakoshu asa yoser lidira ulitashmishi hasneya. That which is used more lidira, used more for private matters, private function. Sarach mechitzos yoser gemuras. Then you require more rigorous mechitzos. Ulafikach Hachatzeros shadarkan shel bali batin lehishtamish behen yoser b'tashmish hafneya. So when it comes to a chatzer, which is of more private function than a mavoi, v'lachol, srichas mechisaseyem lios yoser gemuras. Sheyesh shem rishis hayachid alayhen. So when it comes to a chatzer, the function of a chatzer is more private than a mavi. A mavi is a street that opens into other chatzeros. The chatzer just opens up, the batim open up to the chatzeros. So that's for more private function of the residents of the batim. So there, there's more private tashmish, you require a higher level mechitza. Ne'am v'vavav, she'eim v'sham she'ben tashmish she'esneya. V'lefikach dai v'mavi v'lechi. So when it comes to mavi, which is of more public use, so then you require less of a tikkun. So that could be for the following consideration. If you look, we quoted this Rashi at the beginning of the year, the first Rashi on the Masechta, Eivin Beis Amud Aleph. Why is it that we ask you tiltal b'mavoi without a tikkun b'ruach avis to begin with? So Rashi writes, Kevin d'labishis arabim hu sharu l'tiltulei bei minatar v'lishim tikkun. So minatara, you're allowed to carry in a mavoi even without any tikkun. The rabbanon gozer aleha mishum da'asi lachlufei b'rishis harabim. The rabbanon goes there that you may come to confuse it with b'rishis harabim, because a mavoi is an open area, just like a b'rishis harabim is an open area. So if we're matir tiltol in a mavoi, which is an open area, then you may come to be matir tiltol in a b'rishis harabim as well. V'sharyua b'takanta d'lachi okora d'lahavi akera. And therefore, we're matir with the tikkun of the lechi akora, that it should function as a heker, that you shouldn't come to be matir tiltol in a rishis harabim. So because a mavoi is an open area, not as open as rishis harabim, but more open than your house, so we're concerned that if we allow tiltol in that open area, you may come to be metaltol in a rishis harabim or a carmelis. So if that's a consideration, that could be where the Rashba is coming from. If that's a consideration, so a mavoi, which is less private, is more analogous to a rishis harabim, and therefore requires a lower level of tikkun than a chatzer, which... That's probably not the Hesper. Okay, so let's hold on to that for a moment, and maybe we'll explain this after the next Nekuda. Okay, so the Rashba what the Mishabura quotes here is from the Rashba in quoting the Beis Yosef. The Rashba distinguishes between a chaser and a mavoi based on the tashmish of each. And that which has a more private level of tashmish requires a greater tikkun. Okay, so that requires a hesber. Let's hold off on that for a moment. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Beis quotes this reason of the Rashba, and then he quotes another reason to explain why we have this distinction between Ochatz and Mabri. Sam.
And the reason for that is because we're afraid that it's close enough to Rishus Rab, Rishus Yachim, that you're going to think that Chatzir is Rishus Yachim.
The reason for what?
The reason that we need more of a tikkun on a more private residence.
Right, so that's what we're trying to explain. So I haven't explained it yet. Okay. I failed in my first attempt, so we're going to try again shortly. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan has the following second consideration. Good. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan has the following second consideration. He writes, "Oh, nearly."
Which one?
Sif Beis. Aruch HaShulchan, Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sif Beis. Okay. Oh, nearly. The Kolmash Karav Yoser Lebatim. That which is closer to the houses. Now, Chatzir is closer to the houses than a Mavri. Remember, the old structure is you have multiple houses that open to a chatzir and multiple chatziras that open to a mavi. So a house is closer to the chatzir than it is to the mavi. So kol ma shekar yosir lebatim, whatever is closer to the house, sarach geder yafe, requires a stronger type of mechitza, shehe do mechzas lebayis, such that you make it into something closer to a house. Dekevan dechol iker shegazur chachamim haya kedei shelo la'achlufe b'rishus harabim. Since the reason that we're gozer in Isser Tiltol is that you shouldn't come to confuse it with a rishus harabim, v'lachein hakarov legamri l'habayis im lo yasubo tikun yafe yisra ha'hefresh hagadol shebeino lebein habayis. So that which is closer to the house, if you're not going to make a stronger, more forceful tikkun, then people in their minds will draw a larger distinction between that area and the house. They'll say, oh, this chatzir is nothing like a house. And if you're allowed to carry in this chatzir, v'yitu gam rishus harabim. So people will say, if I don't make a very rigorous mechitza around the chatzir, then people will say, well, this chatzir is nothing like my house, and if I'm allowed to carry in the chatzir, then I'm allowed to carry in a rishus harabim. But once I make a more rigorous mechitza around the chatzir, then people are less likely to confuse a chatzir with a rishus harabim. As opposed to a mavoi, which is further away from the houses, so then there's less of a concern that you're going to say, oh, the mavoi is just like my house, and therefore you don't need as rigorous a tikkun. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that our whole concern is that you may confuse a hetzer tiltol b'chatzer or b'mavoi with a rishus harabim, and therefore if I have an area that's close to the house, I have to make a more rigorous mechitza so that people won't think that, oh, this is nothing like a house, and therefore if I'm allowed to carry in the chatzir, I can carry in the rishus harabim. But a mavi, which is further away from the house, people will not draw that same parallel, and therefore I can suffice with a lower grade tikkun. Sam.
I need a second. I thought I had a question now.
Should I say it again?
No, I
don't
think do that.
Unless you want to say it again? When it comes to a chatzir, because a chatzir is right next to a house, if I didn't make a real mechitza, people would say, oh, this chatzir is nothing like a house, and if I'm allowed to carry the chatzir, I'm allowed to carry the rishus harabim, because they're both outside. But if I make a rigorous mechitza around the chatzir, then no one's going to confuse the chatzir with the real outside. As opposed to a mavi is two steps removed from the bayis, and therefore people aren't going to say, oh, this mavi is just like the house, and therefore if I can carry the mavi, I can carry in the rishus harabim, and I only need a lower level tikkun in the mavi. Yeah.
Now, I don't want to confuse now. Okay. Even though you just say they use the exact same thing and get to the opposite conclusion, I mean, the mavi is so similar to rishus harabim that it needs such a small tikkun in order to like be for me to carry it. So why can't I just put a similar tikkun in Rosh Hashanah and do that? Like, I don't understand the psychology of this.
The psychology is that
because Mubli is more similar to Rosh Hashanah than so
right.
And if you're afraid that
no, so as long as I make some demarcation of the Mubli, people aren't going to confuse that, are not going to confuse that with Rosh Hashanah.
But since a chatzar is more similar to a bias, people
right.
might confuse the chatzar for something that is.
If I don't make a stronger demarcation that makes a chatzar more like a bias, then people might be more likely to confuse that with Rosh Hashanah.
Because it's farther away from Rosh Hashanah.
Not because it's farther away from Rosh Hashanah, because the distinction between the difference between the chatz and the bias is more stark because of their closeness. That without this tikkun, I may say, oh, well, this is nothing like a house, and if I'm allowed to carry the chatz, I'm allowed to carry in the Rosh Hashanah. You can then talk with it. That's I'm just presenting what he says.
Okay.
It's part of the fact when the person would go into the front of the house into the lovely, he kind of already has a fear. Less of a fear.
Well, you can't go from your house. We're not talking about tiltal from one area to the other. We're talking about tiltal in the area.
Right.
That's the chashash is articulated by Rashi. I'm sorry?
Right.
The chashash is articulated by Rashi by Mavoi, which we may dispute, or others may dispute by Chatzar, we'll see. But the chashash articulated so far is not that you'll be metaltal from one area to the other, but rather you'll be metaltal in the Rosh Hashanah if you're allowed to be metaltal in a Mavoi.
Yeah, so when a person's in a mobile,
okay. Now, that's precisely the point that I want to make now. The Aruch HaShulchan is assuming that the nature of the concern by Chatzar and by Mavoi, one and the same, is that if we allow Tiltal in Chatzar / Mavoi, then you may come to be Metaltal in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and that's the basis of his suggestion to explain the difference in din. The Sefer Mereshis Moshe Siman Tes doesn't quote this Aruch HaShulchan so far as I can tell, but he points out that there is another possibility in understanding the chashash by a chatzer, and it may be different than the chashash by a mavoi. By a mavoi, we saw Rashi on that Beis Amidal is Meferish and Avim Yilunil there as well. That the concern is that if we allow you to carry in a mavi without a tikkun, you may get confused and come to carry in a Rosh Hashanah as well. However, when it comes to a chatzer, there's another possibility. We're not concerned. When it comes to a mavi is close enough to Rosh Hashanah, it's a kind of a street. So Mavi is close enough to Shesarabim that if we allow unrestricted tiltil in a Mavi, you may come to metaltil in a Shesarabim as well. A Chatzer is a step removed. A Chatzer is a more private area. It's a back courtyard. So it's not as similar to Shesarabim. And therefore I don't have the same level of concern that if we allow tiltil in a Chatzer, then you're going to allow tiltil in a Shesarabim as well. Rather the concern may be that it's Nifrats l'makam ha'asrlo. If I have a chatzer that is paritz miluo b'miluo to an area that is asr b'tiltol, so that is nifrats l'makam ha'asrlo, and there may be an isr tiltol midrabanan for that reason. The chashash is that if we allow tiltol in the chatzer, so then we may allow tiltol, a person may come to be metaltol in the area that is Nifrat 2 as well. And not that the concern is that if we allow Tiltal in a Chatzer, you'll come to Metaltal in a Rosh Hashanah, but if you have a Chatzer that is Nifrat 2 a Karmelis Rosh Hashanah, then if we allow Tiltal in the Chatzer, you may come to Metaltal in the Rosh Hashanah as well. One second. And he points out that there's a mashmos to this in the Lashon HaGemara, and Daf Yubeis Amud Beis. And the Gemara discusses the din of tikkun b'chatzer. The Lashon HaGemara is nifritza chatzer b'milua l'makam ha'asirla. Nifritz ha'chaser b'milua l'makam ha'asirla. So the Gemara's etzem formulation is of nifritz l'makam ha'asirla, which is a lashon that the Gemara does not invoke when it talks about a mavoi, which is paritz beruach revius. He points out that with this approach also you understand why the Mishnayos discuss a tikkun for a mavoi, but never discuss a tikkun for a chatzer. And the sugya of tikkun for a chatzer is a Gemara here in Daf Yud Aleph, but it's not a Yud Aleph Yubez, it's not a Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah does discuss in Sadi Dal and begin in Nifras HaMakam Asrullah. So if the tikkun chatzer is essentially an extension of Nifras HaMakam Asrullah, so then you may better understand why there's no separate Mishnah for the din of chatzer. And then he says that could also explain our starting point issue, that when it comes to a chatzer, the concern is nifras l'makam asurlo. So if the concern is nifras l'makam asurlo, so then you need a mechitza in order to prevent tiltal. When it comes to mavi, the concern isn't nifras l'makam asurlo, it's just that you may come to confuse area one with area two, and for that the heker of lechi v'kara may be sufficient. The way he presented it is the I think, that if you didn't have the mechitza, it would still be on a me'ikra din level mutter l'tal. I mean, if not for this chashash, it would still be on a me'ikra din level mutter to carry in the chatzer. We're talking about all the rabbanans here, so it's difficult to parse
right.
the before and after.
This is a chashash for the din rabbanan.
Well, no, it's a chashash. Yes and no. I mean, the chashash, it's twofold. It is nifras l'makam ha'asurlo, but if you are to carry in the makam ha'asurlo, then that would be Yisr Torah. The nifras l'makam ha'asurlo midrabbanan asur is tiltal in an area that is the etzem mutar b'tiltal, because it's nifras in an area that's asur b'tiltal. But here there's potentially a hybrid consideration that you may actually come to be metaltal into the area which is asur, and then this tikkun would prevent that.
Isn't the mavi also nifras l'makam asurah?
The mavi would be nifras l'makam asurah. Is the mavi nifras l'makam asurah the same way? here. Okay, so does any of this give us any further insight into the Rashba's distinction between Mavoi and Chatzer on the basis of the level of Tznius or Tashmish? Again, the Rashba said in a Chatzer, which is Miyuchat for more of a Tashmish of Tznius, there's a necessity for a higher level of Tikkun than in a Mavoi, which is a less private area. By Mavi, everyone agrees, again, leaving Sam's question aside, but by Mavi, the Beferish should be shown him that the concern is that you may confuse a Mavi with a Rosh Hashanah.
And we
have a Nefer Samach Masa. The formulation of in Rishonim is that if we allow you to carry in a Mavi, you may come to carry a Rosh Hashanah also. Only question is whether Chatzar may the Isser Tilt of a Chatzar may be for a different reason. Okay, so we'll have to think this through more for next time. What's the din by a Chatzar which is Nifrats on two sides? So till now we've been talking about a chatzer that's nifrat b'milua or mavi nifrat b'milua on one side. What's it then by a chatzer that's nifrat on two sides? So if you look in the Ramah, in the beginning of Siman Shin Samach Dalet, the Ramah writes Shin Samach Dalet Aleph. Im Eino Rak Kechatzer Tzarech Tikun Chatzer Mishnei Tzadav. Now the din of the Chav is talking about a mavui that's mefulash. If we're talking about a chatzer that's mefulash, or if a mavui has the din of a chatzer, we'll see. So then, you can be matir the chatzer mishnei tzadim the same way you're matir a chatzer. It sounds like b'tzad echad. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet. It's a lomar. Kishein la mavui tnaad hamuvarim le'el. So we'll see that a mavui that doesn't have all the details of a mavui has a din of a chaser. Even if it's a mavui a chaser mefulash, the rabbim nechnas and derech also a chaser v'shis a rabbim, ein tzarech rak tikun chaser v'shnei stodim. The hayin mikol tzah shnei path and a path v'roch adalus. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that even if I have a chaser that's mefulash, I can still be matir it with a pas dalet at each side, meaning it's open on two sides, so I can put pas in each side. I don't need any two of the pesachs. Chazanish writes in Simon Samachay Oslam Gimel, Simon Samachay Oslam Gimel, that can't be. If you have a chazan that's nivras b'miluah, so then that's not a Rishis Yaakov in the Torah anymore. So then you definitely need, you can't, the whole institution of a Tikkun Baruch Revias is for where I have a area that's a Rishis Yaakov in the Torah, and then I can be matched here with Tilkul Midrabanan with a Tikkun Baruch Revias. But here, if it's a chaser that's tarik on both sides, so that's no longer shesayachid min hatorah. So how can you tell me that it's going to be mutter betiltol if I make a pastalid on both sides? The institution of pastalid is only for ruach revias. And the Chavanish points out, the Mishnah Berurah himself seems to say this elsewhere. Simin shin samach beis sifches. Shin samach beis sifches. Neber lacha diber maskil parutz. The first parts. Our Mishnah writes that this whole institution of these tikkunim is only for Ruach Revias. So the Chavon Ish makes an okimta for the Raman, Shin Samach Dalid, that maybe the Raman's only talking about a case where I have a chaser that's open on one side to Bashis Rabim, and the other side is open to a chaser. And that chaser is a chaser she'ena murevis. So all I'm talking about is creating a hefker tiltel in this chaser, where on one side of Rishis Rabim, and the other side of a chaser that didn't make their eir chaseras. But in the standard case of really paris milu on both sides to Rishis Rabim or Carmelis, then obviously you would need at least a tzuras ha-pesach on the third side before you could talk about making a pass on the fourth side. So where we will, Amir Tzashem, pick up next time, in addition to clarifying our confusion from earlier, hopefully, we'll take a look at the Ramah in Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Kaf Gimel, famous Ramah, which is why most of our discussion here is Lahalacha V'Lala Maisa, that our practice is to be makir to always require it to a Pesach, to treat our Nevoos as Chatzeros, so I have to figure out. So does that mean we treat everything as a chatzer, veilukul veilukhumra, only lukhumra? Are there situations in which maybe these tikkunim are still relevant? Do you always need a tzuras ha-pesach? And then the din of pirtza avdala tvachim in a mavli or a chatzer, magna brahmi evan ozer. So I will lean out there, go back to my office and send out more marmakamas now for next time. And if we're able to wrap this up next time, we'll start Tzuras HaPesach later next week. Tzuras HaPesach, the main sugya is on Daf Yud Aleph. Every Tosafot there is important. There's not much Gemara, Yud Aleph and Beis, with all the Tosafim, and it's the end of Siman Shin Samach Beis in Shulchan Aruch.